Welcome to the Academic Minute. I am Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Have you communed with nature today? Kirsten Beyer, assistant professor of epidemiology at the Medical College of Wisconsin, suggests that time spent in green space has direct health benefits.
Have you ever entered a wooded landscape and found yourself taking a deep breath? Or opened the car door at the park to have your children tumble out, running their fastest into the grass? Have you made the gamble to host a party outdoors, even though it might rain, because it's worth the risk? There seems to be something inherently valuable about being outside, but can we measure the benefit we experience? Recently, colleagues and I published a study finding that Wisconsin residents living in areas with more green space reported fewer symptoms of depression, anxiety, and stress, even after accounting for other characteristics of people and neighborhoods. This study joins a growing body of evidence suggesting multiple health benefits of green space. There are at least three possible explanations for our finding. We gather from attention restoration theory that natural areas can be inherently fascinating, allowing us to involuntarily focus on elements of nature and relax the effort we use to direct our attention toward the completion of tasks. We also know that natural areas can be spots for physical activity, which has mental health benefits of its own. Finally, that party in the park is a prime example of the way we use natural spaces to build social support, which helps us to cope with stressors and solve problems. In an increasingly urban world, concern has grown that we are losing touch with nature and its health benefits. With a legacy of segregation and distinct patterning of neighborhoods by socioeconomic status, we also face an environmental justice issue: differential exposure to nature and its benefits. It is time to use what we know to guide what we do. Whether it is the greening of vacant lots, such as the effort undertaken by the Philadelphia Land Care Program, or environmental education, such as that offered by Milwaukee's Urban Ecology Center, it is time to test nature's power.
That was Kirsten Beyer of the Medical College of Wisconsin. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.
So from the cliffs and higher still, yeah, we would gladly get our fill, howling endlessly and shrilly at the dawn.